The wind stirred the leaves along the walkway. The sun, long gone, left the moon in charge. Nothing looks familiar. She turned to go back inside the hotel, only to find the door locked. Frustrated, she walked towards a fenced area, noticing the hotel marquee in the distance. Making magic for Wish Kids. After tomorrow night, she'd get her life back. No hurry there. She loved her work. Whether the kids went into remission or journeyed into the next astral plane, she rallied for every dime that went toward helping them forget their illness, pain, and struggle. Suzanne walked toward the pool area and paused. Presto, the moon disappeared behind the clouds. Now you see it, now you don't. It was dark. Too dark. She must have gotten turned around. She stopped to listen. Footsteps? Don't be paranoid, she mumbled, and inched her way towards the pool's eerie glow. She reached inside her purse for her phone, about to dial Julian, when an arm snaked around her neck and a large hand covered her mouth. Something hard pressed beneath her right shoulder blade. His hot breath seethed in her ear.
You shouldn't have meddled.
Then came a pop, and searing, hot pain impaled her. A blow to the back of her head sent her reeling. She saw stars, heard a splash. Cold, falling. Plumes of blood escaped her body as she descended to the bottom of the pool, her arms flailing like snow angels. Loving eyes acknowledged her despair. Tender arms enfolded her. She closed her eyes and listened to the familiar voice. Don't fight it, he whispered. Relax. There was no mistaking the voice. Jack. No longer falling. Floating. Jack. My first love.